This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ian.
Sorry, I was focused on the fact that the music wasn't like dying down at all.
Yeah, you could just turn it down there on the board if you need to.
Yeah. Okay. Good to know. So anyway, this is Aria, not Ian. Sorry about that. I was distracted and trying to solve problems while speaking. It's Ian
it's
and
hard
Aria.
To do, man.
It is, man.
Yes, so, it is. We are here again.
We are. Free Talk Live, as always, 7 nights a week. So, I don't know if people have been paying attention. The U.S. government, apparently, aspects of the U.S. government have been hacked.
And oh, good. All right.
Yeah, they're blaming Russia for it. Who knows why? I mean, they just draw a name out of a hat and blame them.
Well, just blame whatever the politically convenient, you know, culprit.
Well, with the Democrats coming in, Russia is the obvious one to blame. I mean, if the Democrats hadn't won the presidential election, I imagine they would be pointing the finger at China instead, because the Trump administration has been enjoying that this entire time. So who knows what's really going on or who's really responsible.
Who got hacked?
Well, it's an extensive story, apparently, and they're still not entirely sure. The feds are still trying to determine how screwed they are after this massive SolarWinds hack.
Now, didn't Google also go down this morning or yesterday or something like that?
Google went down a day or two ago, and then it went down again today.
Really?
And it's unclear whether or not it's one of these companies, but it did affect 425 of the Fortune 500 companies, as well as all five branches of the U.S. military.
Wait, when you say it did, you mean Google's hack?
I mean this hack.
The government hack.
Yes.
Okay. Well, how would that have affected the Fortune 500 companies?
Is Alphabet not one of the Fortune? Well, they all use a software called SolarWinds.
Okay.
And it was compromised.
And what the heck is that?
I don't know. I haven't read a whole lot about it. I've never used it before. It seems to be some sort of... Let's get into the story then. So a cyber attack that began by targeting an IT firm used by numerous federal government agencies, Fortune 500 companies, and other high-value targets is shaping up to be a historic event, according to Gizmodo. The U.S. government is still reeling after the detection of a massive foreign intrusion into federal computer systems at agencies including, at minimum, the Department of Homeland Security, the Treasury, and the Commerce Department. As one employee of the DHS's Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, the primary cybersecurity agency of the federal government, God, there's so many long acronyms and agencies
names.
Within agencies, man.
Yep.
Many government agencies don't know how on fire they are yet. I suspect they're screwed, dude. It sounds massive.
Take them down. I don't care who it was. I don't care if it was the Russians or Anonymous. We haven't heard from them in a while. But whatever, man. This is, I think, is completely legitimate because no human beings are being harmed.
No, absolutely not.
If you hack government information systems.
Another U.S. government official told the site. Told Gizmodo that this was going to be one of the most consequential cyber attacks in U.S. history, and that the Fed suspect that, quote, the news is going to get worse. Another representative of the government in a related article said, quote, it's really, really bad.
This is a nice Christmas gift. Thank you to whoever it was.
The extent of the breach is still unclear, beyond that malware may have been spreading on affected systems for months.
Ooh.
It also comes shortly after Donald Trump fired the chief of CISA, one of their cybersecurity firms. I mean, they have 4,000. It's no wonder they can't get anything done. They have too many people trying to do the same job. This couldn't have come at a worse time, as the CISA's resources are under strain, and the government official quoted by Politico said there is, quote, massive frustration with CISA on a sluggish response to agency breaches. And the agency appears to
shocking.
Be overwhelmed.
Wait, are you saying that the government is slow to respond even to serious issues?
It would seem so.
Oh,
they
shocking.
Don't know what they're doing. I would only hope that what happened here was that this malware that is spreading on government computers is ransomware. and all of their files get encrypted.
And then some really brilliant hackers get very wealthy.
That would be the best outcome of this, I think. And then, you know, obviously not decrypt the files, as a lot of ransomware people are doing these days.
You know, I wouldn't have a problem with it if only the ransomware people were just targeting the government goons.
Yeah.
Like, if they need to leave business owners alone. So I can't get behind ransomware just as a general concept unless it were only deployed to government agencies. Then I could be fine with it.
Ransomware is a tricky subject. I've had to deal with it. I've actually, my very first ever Bitcoin purchase was made in order to decrypt a company's files from one of these ransomware hackers. This was CryptoWall, I think, 2.0, way back in the early days of ransomware, when if you paid the ransom, they would actually decrypt your files. But then a lot of copycats came along, and they just started taking the Bitcoin and not decrypting people's files, and it became more and more messy.
How do you trust an anonymous criminal?
Yeah. During those days, you actually could.
Yeah. But the good old days of ransomware.
Yeah. Now the solution is really just to back up your files regularly. Mm. That way, if they get encrypted, you can just restore the unencrypted versions.
So it looks like the SolarWinds company that was, I guess, involved in being hacked, it sounds like, here, they're the ones
providing
the service.
They provided the software to the governments, or the service to the government.
Yeah, it looks like they provide several services, network management, systems management, IT security, database management, IT service management, application management, and managed service providers. So, like, high-level kind of IT network management stuff that, you know, that governments would want to not have to do themselves, basically.
Well, and clearly they're not very good at it. I mean, your number one job as one of these companies is to not let your customers get hacked.
That's right, and they have failed.
Every indication apparently so far is that the hackers involved have the backing of a nation state, with the White House viewing the most obvious suspect as Russian intelligence agencies. Those responsible built it.
Although, how do you really know? I mean, what do? Base it off the IP addresses that came in? They're probably behind some sort of VPN, proxy, you know, Tor, all of the above, or whatever, so.
A few years ago, there was one that tried to base the entire argument on the fact that the computer's time was set to Moscow's time. It's like, dude, that is the weakest argument ever.
Right, anybody that wants to make it look like they're from Russia can make it look like they're from Russia if they're hacking you.
Yeah, it takes like 3 seconds to do, maybe 4 clicks. But they don't know what they're talking about. Those responsible for the hack built a backdoor into Orion, an IT management software that is produced by SolarWinds, possibly breaking into Microsoft email accounts and other systems. They then used it to contaminate software updates provided by the company with malware in March and June 2020. So this went on for quite a while. In addition to U.S. government agencies,
they put backdoors in the updates. Is that what that just said?
They put malware in the updates.
Okay, and they used a backdoor to put malware in the updates, meaning that the company itself was serving updates to its clients with malware built into it.
Correct.
That is nasty.
They are not a very good IT firm, clearly.
Wow.
In addition to U.S. government agencies, the attackers also hit security firm FireEye, who you probably wouldn't want to hire, evidently, Senior Vice President and Chief Technical Officer Charles Carmichael told Bloomberg the firm was subsequently able to trace the intrusion back to SolarWinds before it notified authorities. So SolarWinds filed documents with the Securities and Exchange Commission on Monday stating the Orion product, the text is very small here, is used by 33,000 entities. So the software that they're providing that has had these malicious updates going all the way back to March is used by 33,000 different entities, about 18,000 of which may have installed infected versions from March to June 2020. Once inside the targeted systems, the hackers could then gain a foothold from which to install other malware, which can't be removed simply by disconnecting Orion.
Mm.
Politico reported the attackers may also have compromised Microsoft email servers used by institutions that downloaded the infected updates in order to steal authentication tokens that gave them broader access.
Wow.
So, I mean, the U.S. government is just getting wrecked of this because evidently they put all of their eggs in the SolarWinds basket.
Why wouldn't they?
And SolarWinds.
The government.
Right. They love their monopolies, and they're like, hey, here's a company that wants a monopoly over our IT systems. Sounds like a good idea.
I'm sure this is owned by somebody's kid. You know, this is probably a well politically connected IT company.
Well, the United States just got wrecked. The United States government...
Apparently,
and
they're in the middle of getting wrecked. They said that they don't even know the extent of all the damage, right?
Well, they know it's, quote, really, really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
But that doesn't really tell us a whole lot, and I don't expect them to really tell us a whole lot about the extent of the damage because, I mean, they are the government. They don't want to tell us how badly they forgot to change
the default password.
We just use the password of password. We don't see the problem with that. I had always heard that was how Podesky got hacked, or Podesta, whatever his name is. 855-450-3733. Are you happy about this like we are? Give us a call. Let us know. 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. Freedom! Freedom is the call of the untamed Scotsman and all others that want to feel the wind under their kilts.
At Free Talk Live, we love the breezy swinging feeling that only a kilt from Sport Kilt can give.
We teamed up with Sport Kilt to let you experience their form of freedom at a discount. Go to kilts.freetalklive.com and see a picture of Richie and me in our kilts.
And then head over to sportkilt.com. Get some stylish freedom for yourself and use code FTL for a 10% discount. Sportkilt.com.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news. All on a slick and easy-to-use website. All put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Yeah.
Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And we're talking about idiocy here, like the idiocy with the American government at 425 of the Fortune 500 companies, putting their all of their eggs in this one IT firm's basket. And that IT firm clearly didn't know what they were doing, because evidently I just found in a related article that just a few days ago, they had their entire list of company customers available publicly on their website.
That doesn't sound like a good idea. I mean, I can understand you want to brag, right? Like, you want to say, we got Microsoft or whatever, right? Like, you, but should you really list their entire list? I mean, you should probably go to your clients first and say, hey, can we, you know, promote that we're partners?
It's bad IT security for sure to be like, hey, yeah, we're the IT firm that's providing the software for all of these people. So,
although, you know, to your point about putting all the eggs in one basket, on the other hand, if you're an individual company, you probably don't want to hire more than one IT firm to handle things, right? So, I mean, it makes sense to hand those responsibilities to one person. But what you mean is that all these different government agencies also hired the same IT firm,
right?
So they had all of the government agencies in the same basket.
Despite, I would point out that the U.S. government has several of its own IT departments,
they do,
including the Cybersecurity Administration, whatever the crap it was that we talked about just a few minutes ago. Why weren't those guys handling the IT infrastructure?
Because they're bureaucrats.
Well,
I mean, look, the fact is, this company was probably bad, but the bureaucrats would have failed even harder. Because
yeah,
they don't have the incentive. They don't have any incentive for excellence whatsoever.
That's tragic. Yeah. So how do you fix that problem then?
With bureaucracy, you don't have any.
So there's no way to fix the bad IT security problem with the bureaucracy?
Well, I mean, they can hire a very, very good IT firm and hope that they don't drop the ball because they're getting lazy, because they know that the government money is like sweet, sweet money and it just keeps coming in and you can get 10 times as much as any other, you know, client or whatever. Maybe
which
that's what makes
them lazy.
Which is
probably what happened here.
Yeah, I mean, it could be. Or there is also the possibility that this company had somebody on the inside
who
made it possible for whoever it was on the outside to gain access.
They could have just compromised SolarWinds, but they did more, said Vincent Liu, the CEO of cybersecurity firm Bishop Fox. They turned that one compromise into who knows how many other compromises that we're going to be learning about for weeks, and we may never know the full impact. And I would hope that the CEO of this cybersecurity firm understands that if they never learned the full impact of this compromise, then they never fixed the compromise.
Right. There's all kinds of breaches still, potentially, that could exist. If they haven't detected them, how would they know?
Yeah, you can't just say as an IT company, oh, we're never going to know how bad this compromise really is. You have to know the extent of it. A supply chain attack like this is an incredibly expensive operation. The more you make use of it, the higher likelihood you get caught or burned, FireEye Threat Director John Holtquist told the New York Times. They had the opportunity to hit a massive quantity of targets, but they also knew that if they reached too far, they would lose their incredible access. Well, what is too far if they managed to hit 425 Fortune 500 companies in all five branches of the U.S. military? How far could they have gotten with this? Before they, well, evidently that's how far they could have gotten. 425 companies.
Impressive.
Yeah. Another U.S. official who spoke with Politico blamed Cozy Bear, a hacking group the U.S. government believes is associated with or run by Russia's Foreign Intelligence Service.
Why? Because we said so.
Yeah, and Yahoo has already taken that allegation and is running with it.
As fact.
Yes, their very first sentence in the article is that the United States government is still reeling from a hacking attempt by this Russian company. This assessment was backed by sources that spoke with the Washington Post. So they have no evidence. They're just saying it was Russia, which we've seen countless times. Cozy Bear, along with a different unit called Fancy Bear, were among the suspected Russian intelligence. What do they name these people that?
The Care Bears.
CrowdStrike is the Russian intelligence asset security firm that is associated with all of these, and it's determined that it was the one that gained access to Democratic National Community servers during the 2016 elections. There was no evidence of that either, just pointing out.
Yeah, it would be interesting if this hack group was on Trump's side, right? Because Trump has purportedly lost, right? Like the official numbers, I guess,
yeah,
are
the
supposed to be in,
their
right?
thing yesterday or right? today or something.
And I guess that Congress is supposed to certify that sometime next month. So this whole process still isn't quite over yet, but the electors came back with the numbers. So, but some people believe that Trump's going to somehow pull a rabbit out of his hat in the last minute. I mean, these total, you know, political fantasies, believing this, that Trump can somehow do this. Maybe this is part of that. Maybe it's going to get worse between now and the end of the year or Election Day. Maybe Biden takes over a completely technically broken federal government. I'm getting optimistic.
Yeah, unfortunately. I don't like the idea that we've hired Joe Biden, who is...
I haven't. Just to let you know, I didn't hire Joe Biden.
I didn't either.
Right.
So that the United States government has hired, or that the United States voters have, and I don't know why I said hired, either elected Joe Biden, who's this 80-something-year-old man who is going to head up all of this. And I don't know about you, but I don't trust my grandmother to install Facebook Messenger on her cell phone.
Right.
I definitely don't want her heading up the United States government and its IT infrastructure.
Yeah.
According to The Verge, SolarWinds appears to have removed a client list from its website, including more than 425 of the companies listed on the Fortune 500, as well as the top 10 telecom operators in the United States. Presumably,
wow,
that's
okay.
AT&T, Spectrum.
So they removed the client list, which of course means that it's still available on archive.org.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can't permanently remove a thing from the Internet. So if you want to know what companies were possibly affected by this six-month period of malicious updates presented by the company themselves, because evidently they didn't have anyone actually checking the code of what they were putting out there in their updates because they were being lazy.
Yep.
And presumably, a lot of people got hit with malware, and it's thanks to SolarWinds and probably backdoor rooms with politicians and someone's cousin or brother or something getting this lucrative IT contract to appear like they were doing their job while making some severely stupid decisions.
Now, the question is, will the government gang hire a new IT company, or will this one be able to kiss enough butt to be able to say, look, we've learned our lesson. I mean, this was a really, really tough lesson, and we're so sorry about this. But ultimately, you know, we just made a mistake, and we've given you guys a lot of campaign contributions over the years, so you're going to keep us, right?
Yahoo makes another really good point, that anyone who started using the software during that period from March to July of 2020 automatically got malicious content because they didn't have to update. You know, a lot of people don't update their software, so it's probably not 100% widespread among the users of SolarWinds. But presumably
didn't they
some
say
of them
it was 18,000 out of the number of 30-something that did?
I don't know.
I think it said that in the story at some point that you read. That it was like 18,000.
I do have that here in front of me. Fewer than 18,000 companies were using the vulnerable products.
Yeah. That means the other ones hadn't upgraded.
These are major companies, though, like AT&T, Sprint.
You know what it's like at companies. They sit there on old versions of things. They use dot matrix printers, you know, through the 1990s and the odds. Probably still today some of them have that stuff.
I tend to disable certain updates, like especially Microsoft updates, because Microsoft updates tend to brick computers.
Right. But I've had that happen with updates.
Yeah, especially with servers. I mean, they break all kinds of nonsense. But yeah, so the United States government reeling, saying it's really, really bad. They don't know what they're going to do. 855-450-3733. 855-450-53, as in Free Talk Live.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our cat mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Dixie and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com.
I just tried this wonderful, catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cats to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're not leaving here without a COVID package. Not going to happen. We're going to stay here until we get a COVID package no matter how long it takes.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, after leaving a meeting regarding a new coronavirus deal, Democrats and Republicans working on a deal, and both sides are optimistic. The Pfizer coronavirus vaccine continued to be administered to frontline workers across the United States. The FDA continuing to review a second coronavirus vaccine from biotech company Moderna, which will likely be approved later this week. FDA Commissioner Dr. Stephen Hahn says officials must get it right when they review the data.
We have to have the time to do a thorough scientific review because the American people depend upon us to judge the safety and efficacy of any medical product, and certainly vaccines.
USA Radio News. Uber in hot water once again in California.
The Uber ride-sharing company was fined $59 million on Monday for failing to cooperate with the California Public Utilities Commission on certain sexual assault and harassment claims. The administrative judge last year ordered Uber to answer questions regarding a safety report it released in 2019, which contained details of sexual assault cases between 2017 and 2019. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
New York City restaurants, already struggling, will have to shut down for outdoor dining because of a huge snowstorm in the forecast. Ed Grayson with the Department of Sanitation is also asking restaurants to bring in heaters and covers.
Guidance is to take what you can out to protect it. We want the restaurants to know we have some severe weather coming in potentially. We want you to do all you can to protect your investment.
Snow expected Wednesday and Thursday in the Big Apple. USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. The only show where you can call and talk about anything that's on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian. And I'm going to tell you about Bitcoin.com because it's the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. And once you do that, you'll find all kinds of information neatly organized by your needs. There's no longer an excuse to ignore this important world-changing information. But if you are a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com to get the latest headlines of all the news relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet, mining, trading, and all the other latest cryptocurrency news all on a slick and easy-to-use website, bitcoin.com. One more time, that's bitcoin.com. And I looked on the Wayback Machine here because it was pointed out in our Twitch chat that the Dominion software used in the election this year that was so controversial is evidently one of their listed customers. I don't know what the name of their company or parent company. Dominion is the software. I don't know who produces it, but you can go to archive.org and you can find their, quote, partial customer listing, which includes companies like AT&T, Harvard University, MasterCard, Comcast, Dow Chemical,
MasterCard,
Nestle, The Economist, Time Warner Cable, University of Alaska.
Yeah,
I mean, it is
massive,
extensive.
Massive companies.
H&R Block. Oh, man. The United States just got wrecked, dude. Procter & Gamble, man. New York Times, New York, McDonald's restaurants listed as well.
Oh, man.
Fascinating.
That's
fascinating
awesome.
Time to be alive. They don't list any of the, you know, oh, here it is, yes, the U.S. Secret Service, the U.S. Department of Defense, the U.S. Postal Service, all proudly victimized in this, I don't want to call them victims, but all proudly hit in this latest malicious hack.
Yeah, I mean, I don't feel good about companies being hit per se. I mean, certainly big corporations I'm no fan of necessarily, but I'd rather see government goons take the beating, personally.
I don't see much difference between someone like AT&T and the United States government. So to me, it's like two sides of the same coin because they have long since used the government as a weapon against other companies.
That's
so
true.
I don't really mind.
I'm not going to shed any tears over it. But, you know, given the choice, I'd rather see government computer systems targeted. I mean, you know, AT&T and all these other mega corporations, they definitely do the government's bidding. They definitely go down and kneel at the government's trough. They definitely donate money to the government. There's not much I can say that's good about them besides the fact that they are actually providing people with a service, right? So if the hackers go in and they take down Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint, then, you know, a good chunk of the American population then doesn't have cell phone service, right? So,
true.
Like, if they really did go in and attack their systems. Whereas if you'd go in and hit the delete button on all of the, you know, the federal government agency's data, then that's just going to be a major cluster F, as they have to go and claw out however many hundreds of millions of paper files they've been saving. Because you know they save those files. They must. Because they're government. So they pay for, like, documents, professional document storage in climate-controlled...
Attorneys are known for that as well, because they save the stuff for 10, 15, 20 years, and they save every scrap of paper.
Right. So they must have that for at least up until a certain point. Maybe at some point some of these agencies went all digital and they don't have paper anymore, but I imagine a bunch of them still do have archives and archives. So it would be a huge hassle for them to have to deal with that, and it would be amazing.
That would be amazing. I'm not saying you should hack the American government, but if you do, just click delete all and let it be done. So I'm kind of sad. Wells Fargo is not listed among their customers, which is unfortunate.
Oh, well.
But anyway, back to COVID-19, because this is 2020, and that's everything in the news. Evidently, kids are, again, we're finding out, being... what is the word they're using? Permanently harmed by...
substantial deterioration in children's mental health, according to a Cambridge University study.
I might have an explanation for why that is, because I have a related story about a nurse who, after 9 months, is excited to get the vaccine so that she can, quote, finally hug her children. In the last 9 months, presumably...
she hasn't hugged her
own mother
children.
Of, yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely part of the reason why these kids are going to be seriously damaged. I mean, we already know that children who aren't, that don't receive enough contact from their parents via hugs, for instance, they are likely to, like, kill animals and torture, you know, puppies and things like that, and possibly go on to harm actual human beings because they are disconnected from other people.
Well, I've always heard that we need four hugs a day to maintain mental health and 12 hugs a day for emotional growth.
Wow, okay, well, I don't get anywhere near that.
No, I imagine most people don't.
I don't feel particularly damaged as a result of that, but certainly as a young person, it's probably, as a child, it's probably more important than at any other time in your life, but it's still a good idea, generally,
to hug your children.
To hug people, just people in general.
Sure. So what is the story that you have about these children?
This is from the Foundation for Economic Education, and it's just, you know, a study that justifies a lot of the things that we've been saying over the last year as to,
maybe it wasn't a good idea to do this?
Yeah, maybe taking away people's smiles from them might do some serious damage to, well, everyone, number one, but especially children, and especially the children who have no other experience in life beyond this crazy mask world, fear world situation that we're in.
And you're not kidding. People can check the archives at freetalklive.com. We have been saying this through the entire COVID-19, quote, pandemic and lockdowns, that this is going to irreparably
that's a good one.
Damage children forever.
A new study by researchers at the University of Cambridge finds that government-imposed lockdowns in response to the coronavirus pandemic caused significant harm to children's mental health. The study, published this week in the Archives of Disease in Childhood, was the first of its kind to analyze data on younger children's mental health before and during the first lockdown in the United Kingdom this past spring. Following 168 children between the ages of 7.5 and 11.5, the researchers conclude, quote, during the UK lockdown, children's depression symptoms have increased substantially relative to before the lockdown. The scale of this effect has direct relevance for the continuation of different elements of lockdown policy, such as complete or partial school closures. They continue saying, specifically, we observed a statistically significant increase in the ratings of depression with medium to large effect size.
How do you depress an 8-year-old? That's almost an achievement in and of itself.
It's pretty easy. I mean, you take them away from the things that they're used to, like being able to hang out with their friends.
Yeah, and socializing and existing and smiling and laughing.
Now, I understand that the news media, you know, is saying these days that kids are less likely to hang out with, prior to 2020, that young people were less likely to, quote, hang out with their friends, and they're hanging out online, which is, of course, not the same thing, right?
Like being playing games together?
Yeah, playing
sort of
a game or like
but
being
not like
in,
having Zoom meetings?
Being in like a voice, yeah, some sort of a chat room or whatever, doing whatever it is that, you know, TikTok or whatever kind of online thing that young people do these days. So there's definitely has just over the years been a decline as far as young people physically hanging out. But that said, this year there was a severe decline in young people physically
almost
hanging
zero.
Out. Yeah, exactly. Because now you've got parents saying, oh, Johnny, I'm sorry, you can't go over there and play with Bobby anymore because Bobby might have a sickness and he could get your grandparents sick. And so now Bobby or, you know, whoever their friend is a potential carrier of a deadly disease, and now that's how they're being told to treat their friends. And in this case, their own parents, in the case that you were sharing.
One of the best things I've seen about all this is a terrifyingly good point. It's just a little sticker that was posted somewhere and it said, imagine doing all of this for a virus so deadly that you have to be tested to even know you had it. And that's just such a shockingly blunt and accurate point that I can't believe any of this is still being tolerated anywhere in the world.
Yeah, I really like the sticker that you're talking about, and actually it's part of a series of stickers called the White Rose. And the White Rose Society was something that happened back in the 1940s in, I believe it was in Germany.
It was in Germany.
And so that would be interesting to talk about at a later point, is the sort of the resurgence or the return of the White Rose Society. But there's more here about young people.
Have you hugged your children in the last 9 months? I can't believe that's even a real question. Let us know. 855-450-3733. Give your children a hug, please, for their mental health.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control, the only show on national radio where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. 855-450-3733 is the toll-free call-in number, 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. With you tonight, it's Aria and Ian, and we're talking about how messed up kids are going to be as a result of 2020, and presumably 2021, because I don't expect any of this crap to go away anytime soon. Evidently, some people are going without even hugging their children. It's absolutely insane. The extent to which people are going to protect each other has reached absolutely destructive and damaging levels, and no one seems to pay any attention to that. Restaurants in New York City are basically begging the government to allow them to continue staying open. Like, hey, we're
just yesterday, they shut down indoor dining in New York City.
They did?
Yeah.
And they're begging, you know, for, look, we can't do this again. We're going to starve to death.
You've got to stop begging. That's the problem. That's the problem. You cannot get to freedom by begging for it. You've got to take it. And that
or assert it.
Yeah.
Is how I would prefer to look at it.
That means taking a risk.
It does.
That means being able to say, all right, well, you know what? We'd rather not live in the world that is going to be created by continuing obedience and accepting the idea that that's going to be a tough thing to get away from. You know, that means people are probably going to get arrested in this process. Maybe some of them will get killed in this process. I wish that didn't happen, but it's sort of the way of the world.
Well, it's at least the way of the government.
Yes.
They kill people who don't obey, and I mean, that's what they do.
Yes, and we haven't gotten past that as a species yet, so it's going to be an ugly, violence-filled process. I don't want it to be. I'm a peace advocate myself, but the state is a violent agency. It is a monopoly on violence, and when they feel like they are threatened, when they feel like they are being ignored, that people are disobeying their demands, they will lash out.
Yes.
And they will use as much force as they feel they need to use to take people down. Just yesterday or 2 days ago, I was at the out in front of the governor's house, and I witnessed the...
Was that the armed protest?
Was supposed to be armed. There was not so much open carry. I don't know how much concealed carry there was. But they had three or four times as many police there as they normally did. in the previous week. So this was week number 4 of these various different governor's house protests. And it was the lowest turnout for the protesters. So they were down by about, maybe they were like a fourth of the size is what they were previously. So maybe 20-ish.
Now, this latest one was in response to Sununu's vaccination mandate, correct?
Well, the whole thing has just been an ongoing thing after Sununu, the governor here, put in a mask mandate. That was what started them. And the idea was that they were to continue as long as the mandates stay in place. So until the executive orders are, removed, basically. So this the mask mandate was the first thing, and then the vaccines are starting. He hasn't mandated the vaccine, but they're getting rid of the religious exemption and mandating the sort of a tracking list of people that received the vaccine.
From what I understand, and again, it all depends upon one's interpretation, and the state is going to interpret it one way, I'm going to interpret another. It sounds like they were taking away the ability of healthcare workers to say no to the vaccine. It didn't seem to me like it was targeting the wider population of New Hampshire.
I'm not sure about the healthcare workers aspect of it. I don't recall that.
That was what I read. But who knows? They'll read it one way, you'll read it one way, I'll read it another way.
Well, what it definitely did was it said that anyone who gets the vaccine cannot opt out of the registry. So normally there's certain RSA, there's certain statutes that right. That say that if you get a vaccine of whatever type of vaccine, you can opt out of being tracked. Now, that is not that's no longer the case for specifically the coronavirus vaccine. So it's still true for the other vaccines that exist. But if you get the coronavirus vaccine in New Hampshire, and I'm sure this is probably true in a bunch of other states, if you get the coronavirus vaccine, they're saying you cannot opt out. There is not a religious exemption. And you must be put into the centralized vaccinated database, which will be shared with the CDC.
Which amazes me because it seems like the COVID-19 vaccination seems to be the most resisted vaccination that at least that I've seen in my lifetime. Something like 45% of Americans are saying, no, we're not going to get it. And another 26% are like, we're not sure if we're going
really?
To get it.
Really? It's that high?
I do have a story about that that's somewhere pulled up here. But we're talking right now about children who are being impacted by the coronavirus lockdowns from the United States government. And, well, from governments around the world. But we see it here in New Hampshire. Sure, in the United States,
yeah,
children.
And they're describing it as substantial increases in children's depression.
And we're going to remember, we're talking about 7 to 11-year-olds. Think about 2 years ago and asking yourself, you know, what would it really take to make an 8-year-old depressed? Well, the United mm-hmm. States government has figured it out. They have formulaically put it into action, and they have caused depression to skyrocket among 8-year-olds. When I was 8 years old, depression was the farthest thing from my mind. I wanted to play video games and hang out with friends. But then the U.S. government came along and they took at least half of those things away from the children.
Yep.
Depression was inevitable.
It's terrifying. And also, you know, being able to walk around and just kind of see other people smiling is, to some extent, it affects a lot of people at a deep level.
That's one of the reasons I think, as silly as they look, the face shields are superior to the face masks.
As far as you can see someone's expression.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll agree. I'll grant you that. I still don't want to put one of those on.
No, they look silly and they can't possibly work. I mean, they can't. Gravity is a thing.
It's just about obedience. It's just about showing that you are bowing to the so-called experts and these scientists. Well, look, some of these other scientists are saying, hey, your kids are getting pretty effed up here. According to the Foundation for Economic Education, there are other studies which they say here are linking declining mental health with lockdown policies. They've emerged for adolescents and young adults in recent months, but children weren't typically represented. For example, the CDC reported in August that 1 out of 4 individuals between 18 and 24, so your college-age young people, contemplated suicide during the spring lockdowns. During the spring lockdowns!
And suicides did skyrocket during the spring lockdowns, and that was the very beginning of this nonsense.
And things haven't gotten much better, and now they're locking down again. So now we're going to go through round 2 or 3 or whatever round this is, depending on where you live, because, you know, some places they just sort of barely came out of the lockdown, and then they immediately went locked back down within, you know, 2 weeks after allowing 10 people to go to a restaurant.
And wasn't the whole point of the lockdown was so that we would not have a second lockdown?
I believe they were saying that, yes.
Yeah, well, they suck at their jobs. But, well, of course they do. They're bureaucrats.
But at the same time, there were also people who were saying this is going to come back in the fall.
Yes, you know, because
no matter what,
it's the flu, and that's when people get sick with the flu, isn't during the fall and winters.
Harvard,
are flu cases really down? Have you looked anything into that? Because I haven't.
I've heard people. I've not looked into it personally, but from what I understand, those numbers are way, way down, which makes you go, how can that really be? So, one out of four individuals, again, contemplating suicide, these are between the ages of 18 and 24. A recent Harvard study found startling rates of depression in young adults. Adolescent mental health has been particularly hard hit by the lockdowns and related social distancing policies. For example, a 16-year-old boy from Brunswick, Maine, took his life last week after leaving a note saying that he felt locked in his house during the pandemic and separated from his friends due to remote learning. The new university.
Now, the human beings just killed 15 million minks, presumably save just one human life.
Yeah.
Well, we just lost one human life.
Oh, it's okay. It doesn't matter if people kill themselves.
Well, it matters to me.
Well, that's what the people... It matters to me, too. But I was saying that because that's what the people who are supporting the lockdowns would say about the suicides, is that they just don't mean as much because people choose suicide. So.
No, the other people chose depression and suicide for this 16-year-old kid. Mm-hmm. He didn't choose to sit in his home and be isolated from his friends. Other people said, you're going to sit in your house and be isolated from your friends
until he actually
killed himself because of it.
Yeah.
That wasn't a choice he made. That was a choice the government made for him.
No doubt.
The state killed this kid.
Oh, absolutely. I don't disagree with you there. However, he did. I'm not blaming him for this, but, you know, he did choose to obey.
He did.
Right.
He could have snuck out.
Yep, he could have.
Kids out there contemplating suicide, just sneak out. That's what we did when we were kids.
But the thing is that these people who believe in the lockdowns and are truly these fear-mongering types, the people who are either honestly very afraid or are total psychopaths and are really enjoying making people afraid, because it's sort of like the two groups, those people, they look down their noses at suicides. They think that the suicides are lesser people. They must think that. Because, again, if all these methods that they're imposing on us are to, quote, save one life, well, we already know there's all these people killing themselves, so they brush those people aside, and they say, oh, well, those lives aren't as important as these lives. The lives of
suicide lives matter.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, no, I agree with you.
It's tragic that we've even gotten to this point where we're trying to figure out the metrics of how people are arguing which lives are more valuable than others.
They won't come out and say it.
Well, I will.
That's what they mean.
The life of this 16-year-old kid in Maine is more valuable, more important than the life of the 86-year-old in the nursing home. Mm-hmm. I will gladly say that. Do you agree? Am I way off the base here? I imagine a lot of people are going to be disagreeing since I just said I don't care if their gam-gam dies or whatever. Let me know.
Gam-gam. Is that what you called your grandmother?
No.
Okay.
It's just first
that
thing that popped in my head.
Okay.
855-450-3733-855-453 as in free yourself of this nonsense.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bing Books at bingbooks.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.